That sounds good to me.
I want to do a segment called Get to Know Your Audience.
Yeah, there you go.
Both of them.
All right. We'll get started here. I'm recording, right? Everything's good? Everything's going? Everything is going. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Hello, lady and gentleman. Welcome to River Rim Coffee House Comedy Night. Thank you very much for coming out. It's great having you here. In lieu of our comedy tonight, because of the situation that we're in tonight, we're not going to give you just stand-up. We're going to give you stand-up from the inside. All right? Which, I'm not, ladies, hey, but guys, I don't know if you're comfortable with that. We're going to get right up in there. But I'm Ryan Traber. I am your host for this evening. We have two amazing comedians here tonight. We're going to sit down, get to know them, hear a couple of jokes, hear a couple of songs, but I think we're all going to have a good time.
Yay!
So, ladies and gentlemen... Yeah, so if you guys could sound like a million people, that would be awesome. Yay! Woo! There you go.
Okay.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Will Woodruff, everybody.
Yay!
Yay. Oh. And over here on the piano, Andy Schentz.
Did you say piando?
Piando?
You said piando.
I said piando.
You definitely said piando.
I said, and the piano.
Okay. I say, get your shit together.
I'm sorry.
We're in front of people.
I'm sorry.
We have guests. So I want to do a quick segment called Get to Know Your Audience, both of them. So real quick, what's your name, sir?
Thad.
Thad? Wow. I knew a guy named Thad who was actually one of my students when I was a chess teacher. And funny story about that. We were going to the state chess championship, and I was riding with a guy, and I told him a joke. And the joke goes something like this. A pimp walks up to his hose, right? He has three hoes. And so he goes to the joke, okay, three hoes, great, okay. And so goes to the first hoe and says, hey, where's my 50%? And she said, you told me it was 25%. And he hits her across the face, goes, bitch, don't correct me, right? And so he goes to the second hoe. He goes, hey, ho, where's my 50%? And she goes, 50%? You said it was 25%. He hits her across the face, bitch, don't correct me. And he goes to the third hoe and goes, where's my 50%? And the hoe goes, I thought it was 25%. And he hits her across the face, bam. And then goes to the fourth hoe, and then Thad immediately calls me on it and goes, you said there were only three hoes. And I went, bitch, don't correct me. and he had a handprint on his face while in the middle of a chess tournament. Two things are more awesome. Okay, so Thad and
Kelly.
Kelly. Thad and Kelly. Hey, Thad
that
and Kelly.
Kind of sounds like a gay couple a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Not, you're obviously not, because you're a girl and you're a boy, and that's not how gay works. But
or so it seems with their clothes on.
What? Thank you. Thank you, Internet, for that. All right, and then we also have our barista,
Allison.
I have no humor here. I'm sorry. I was hoping to do like, oh, looks like you were chained in here or something, right? But there's the Allison chains, right? Get
it. Right. No, I caught it.
Yeah.
See, but that's really all I had. You look at me like you're concerned. You're genuinely concerned about this.
I am. You know. Well, you know. I think we're having fun. That's the point,
the
right?
The good news is we could fuck this up all night, and no one's gonna know about it
except for these two right here. Oh God, she's Facebooking. She's Facebooking. Yes. Make her stop.
You're not allowed to Facebook our failures. So that's not how this works, actually.
No, you're welcome to picture and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Yes, actually, if you would like to tweet about this whole thing, you go.
Yeah,
like
you should live tweet this.
Moments, right?
What?
What?
Okay, so Twitter is this awesome website where you can go sign up and have people get mad at you for whatever you say.
And you
I know, right? Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about
you
it.
You have to fit in a racist or completely inappropriate comment in under 160 characters, which is not...
140 characters.
Okay, whatever the fuck
bitch,
it is.
Bitch, don't
it's
correct me.
That would have been hilarious, actually. That I'm doing shows tonight with a handprint on my face.
So, Andy, how you doing back there
I'm
on the
piano?
I'm
doing okay.
Yeah?
I'm doing okay.
Play us a little intro music.
I think I have just the thing you'll want to hear. Will knows what's coming.
Okay. Yeah? So. Okay.
We'll just start with this. It'll be educational.
Photograph your food on webcam, then share it with your friends who aren't on Instagram.
Ooh.
But they don't check their Facebook because they couldn't give a damn, so tweet it.
See,
and now you've learned what Twitter is.
There you go.
Twitter is about showing pictures of cats and food on the internet. So
pretty
it's like
much,
Facebook,
yeah.
But easier. So, Andy, thank you.
Of course.
Just Johnny on the spot with that shit, because did you expect him to...
No, you were right. You were spot on with
spot
that.
On.
That was really amazing.
Drop some.
I try to stay on topic.
I'd like to say that I got into like right. In
yeah,
the
I know
spot.
That was good.
That was really. So, and it's on. It's just not
you're just
super
not that loud.
Loud.
There you go. Get up on that thing.
It's not.
Don't. I don't know why you're so afraid of a phallic object in your face.
Yeah, hang on. Let me.
I thought you were used to that.
We're doing a show in a coffee shop, not in prison, and I don't need to talk about that actually, because
you spent some time in prison, did you?
I've been to prison a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, visiting my family.
Oh, okay.
I'm not serious. Both my brothers were in prison for quite some time. So that's...
Things that we can talk about?
No, I have a whole joke about that, about how I'm my mom's only shot, so she always rides me way too hard to be successful, and it's awful. She's always... Because, like... Okay, for instance, I have horrible bouts of depression. I know, surprise, right? And so people... my mom is like... I'm not, okay, when I was a kid, I'm not proud of this, but I wrote out a suicide letter. Obviously, I thought better of it, and I went to sleep. And when I woke up in the morning, my mom had corrected the fuck out of that thing. she gave me a 67 on a suicide letter. Like, really, Mom? She's like, well, desolation is only spelled with one S. We wanted better things from you. I know. To be fair, though, I got a 90 on my next one, so good for me.
There you go, yeah. So as soon as you hit 100%.
Like, on the curve, that's not bad, right? Yeah. Like, that's, okay.
So whenever you perfect that.
That'll be a joke.
Can I have your stereo?
The rule is, when you kill yourself, I don't know if anyone here has ever had that. But
no, has anybody ever killed themselves here?
Anyone?
No? Okay.
But they give their shit away before they die, not after. They're like, here, do you want my stereo? It's like, cool. Okay. And by the way, if anyone just offers you some of their shit that's like way too nice to be just given away, that's a genuine call for help. Like, be like, no, you know what? You should keep that because you're going to live because you want to live.
See, that's why I haven't been giving my shit away, because people would know and then they wouldn't let me get away with it.
Well, that just... Oh, here we go. This will be racist. But do you think Jewish people are like, well, I would kill myself, but I don't really feel like giving all my shit away?
You never know. Yeah.
I was going to say, you got something there, Eddie?
I do. I don't know anyone who's killed themselves, but I know someone who's killed other people. So here's a song I wrote for Charles Manson. And that's what you get.
I don't know if you could do comedy better than this.
No, this is pretty darn good.
Because that was worth every second.
Yes, it was. Oh, man. Yeah, this may be a small audience, but you guys are definitely getting your money's worth. Did you guys buy tickets? No, you didn't.
No,
I just okay.
We could sit here and shit on each other.
Yeah.
But they're getting their money's worth either way. And that's,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, nobody asked you.
Your boss is getting their money's worth. I guess. Like,
get back to your coffee.
Yeah, exactly. What's up later tonight? The 7 nightclub.
Yeah, we have two more. So this is the set.
Right, okay,
comedians
okay.
come in. This would be you guys.
Okay.
We do 6:30 at River Wind for our all ages show. Which I mean, we're all adults here, so we don't have to be as clean as usual. And then at 8 o'clock, 7 nightclub downtown, where it's they have their Dirty Thursday. And
one
Tony...
of these things is not.
Yeah. So yeah, Tony hosts that, and it's hosted by Bent Comedy, but it's called Bent Comedy. So that way, these guys can be as dirty as they want and get whatever they want out.
Get Bent Comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing, is it, when did comedy become tough? When was it like, we were like, oh, comedy's supposed to be dirty. It's like, what? I have great jokes. Here's an adorable joke. You can tell this one to your kids. All right. Okay, they have to know a little bit of history, because I told this joke in Billings, Montana, and the nurse goes, I don't know where that is. But all right, so here we go. What war did the Cookie Monster serve in? He served in Vietnam. Nom, 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 right? That's a great joke. And nurses were like, I didn't know what that was. Like, oh, you have a 4-year degree and didn't know that we had a war with a country. Okay. Or she didn't know what the Cookie Monster was. And that's even more terrifying, right?
Like,
we don't have OPB or textbooks in Montana. But we were in Montana where...
That sounds about right, actually.
Yeah, that's possible, now that I think about it. Because it's not OPB in Montana. It would be... what those readers watch or whatever.
Yeah. That's, but you never know.
That's all I got.
What is... Oh, hey, okay. So I've been trying to remember your... you have some little kid, like, European jokes?
I have a really historically accurate yet still racist joke.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. How did Genghis Khan, one of the greatest, the most ruthless, right, guys of all time, okay, yeah. Was finally defeated by the Europeans. Do you know how the Europeans defeated Genghis Khan's army? They told the archers to aim for the chinks in the armor. That's a good joke. That is a well put together joke.
That is a really good joke.
And then it's like,
joke.
Well, it's racist. Like, no, it's not racist. They were just aiming for the. Or you can say, or it was.
That's the thing.
I originally wrote it as aim for the gooks in the armor. So I guess I could see.
The
how,
racism is hilarious until somebody calls you out on the racism. And then you're like, no, just no, like, no, no, that no, wasn't racist armor. At all. It's legit.
Yeah. And when really, I don't know. There's shit like that that cracks me up. So I'm like, is it? Is it racist?
Well, that's like saying that. That's like saying that.
Andy effectively just bowed to us in musical form. All right, good. That's. Oh, just got real. Hi, new people. Hi.
Hey, how are you folks doing?
We're having a little party down here. And all right.
How are you folks doing? Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Well. Hey, there we go. Well, okay, here's one.
All right, go ahead.
In Harlem, they can't put their garbage out until the morning of pickup because they're afraid that coons are going to go through them.
Okay.
See,
that's really just a public safety issue more than anything. But yeah, I can see how you
thing.
Would. Yeah. Let's see here. What else did I have on that topic? Oh, yeah, I was talking about how Asians are just better than everybody else. Like, they're, if you think about it, they're the elves of mankind. They're slender. They're beautiful. They get +2 with a longbow. Like, they're definitely just superior, really. And that's, if you got that joke, I'm impressed, by the way.
I was at the DMV, and I saw an Asian guy come in right after taking his driving test. And he passed it, which didn't surprise me, but then he passed it, which really scares me. So
Asian guys are usually all right. It's Asian ladies.
Yeah. And it's ladies in general. Well, you know.
Okay. Okay.
No, I kid because I love.
I love that I can do hand signals and no one, like, on the internet land
nobody on the
knows
podcast
what I'm doing.
Yeah, let's do more physical humor for the podcast listeners.
No. Okay, sorry. What's awesome? Okay, so there are enough kids here that I'm, like, worried about it, but then he was like, I don't give a shit, right? So I'm like, what do you...
Yeah, I think...
What do you do there?
We'll see what happens.
If he hits this kid, I'm going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
Kind of dead.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, right? I think we're okay.
So what was it... No, okay. So we had a show here in which we had little kids. This is actually now the youngest crowd that we've had here. The second one was 9 and 6-year-olds. And I was trying to remember little kid jokes, and yours came to mind, but I couldn't word them right, so I didn't want to tell them.
God, I have a bunch of little kid jokes. All right. Well, some of them are clean, though, where they're like, they work. Like, all right, I was just telling them, why was the duck so jumpy?
Why?
Because it had been smoking quack, huh? Thank you. All right.
Oh, man. Andy is on it.
Keep on that for a second. All right, here we go. Here's my other. Who's the most popular film star in all of Norway? Harrison Fjord, right, huh? All right.
See, that was one that I was trying to remember.
All right,
yeah.
All right. What do you call Christians from Sweden? Bjorn again. All right. Those are just adorable, right?
They are.
All right. She actually did turn her head like she was mad at me at that point.
So. I noticed that. That's why I did
thank
that.
Thank you for setting the expectations so high, Andy, that we're...
Yeah,
I have some children's jokes on here.
Yeah.
Well, because the thing about children's tunes is they don't teach life lessons. I think they should. So this first song teaches kids about, what does it teach? About talking to strangers.
This old van looks like fun, offers candy to your son. They will kidnap, hide your back when your kid's alone. This old van's the boy's new home.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah.
That's a
kids,
life lesson.
Remember that?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is vitally important.
Believe me, when it comes to getting into vans, I have a lot of experience because I used to drive. I drove like a big white Raper van. You guys know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I drove it. It was the 1990 Dodge Sexual Predator. You know, the thank you. That's real life. They're like, here's your new key. Make sure to hand out these flyers when you. Oh, man, that's not good. Candy dispenser in the back? Another?
Free puppies written on the side.
Kiddie pool. There was a kiddie pool in the back. That's it. Okay, good. That's all
I knew you were
all
waiting
I wanted
for it.
I wanted the drum. That's all I wanted was the rim shot. So, you guys in the back, were you just here or did you hear there was comedy? Really?
Yeah? Well, awesome. Oh, she just headed down to 7. There's
yeah,
another show
they
down
took
to 7
off to the next show because there was no one here. And now there's look at this. There's people.
I know. Kids. We've got an audience now, which is awesome. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Eddie, do you have another song you can give us real quick?
I'm sure I do. Let's see. Oh, how about this? They should play this song at the end of every Miss America pageant.
49 models' careers were dissolved. 49 models in tears. They lost the crown, packed on the pounds. 49 models work here at the mall.
I like that one. That's
that ending.
Yeah.
Let's not make it weird for that guy. I don't know.
No, he doesn't count.
Okay.
He wanders in all the time.
Okay.
Hey!
Thad, you can't run from us. You're half the audience. All right, good. I was like, whoa. That sounded like video game, like last level music. Right?
Yeah.
Like boss music.
So let's see if I can remember some little kid jokes. Okay. Why are gorillas' nostrils so big? Because they have big fingers.
Okay, that's hilarious and accurate.
Yeah, you like that?
And it made
yeah, there we go.
And I got
it. Away. I had to push the buttons to get it.
Oh.
Which is amazing. Hang on. I was, okay, I did a knock-knock joke, but the thing is, they're not going to get the knock-knock joke, so I'm not going to do it. But I almost told them. Because my niece came up with the
worst.
Do it
for me.
Okay, my niece came up with the best knock-knock joke of all time. Because she knows I'm a comic now, so she'll try to run jokes on me, and they're always terrible, right? And but she did the best knock-knock joke ever, so I guess we'll try it right. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
I said good day!
that's
which
a good one.
I think is a hilarious joke, but not everyone gets that. Because if it's deep for a knock knock joke, then you're not living right.
See,
at
okay,
that point.
I think that's a better version than the knock knock. Who's there? Interrupting cow moo.
Moo, right?
Yeah,
right.
I think that one is much classier.
Well,
it makes a whole lot more sense,
and it touches on the Willy Wonka aspect, which is important too.
I said good day.
Yeah, and that's so. I like my nieces. I have a lot of nieces and nephews because my little brother just, hey, let's make a bunch of kids and not take care of them. So I don't have nieces and nephews. The state of Oregon has nieces and nephews, but you get the idea, right? And so they...
Kids, got it.
Yeah, they're all over the place. And here's the thing is that like when you get to that point in your life, like you realize like I am so much more awesome than my little brother who made these kids. Like I am... Because, like, I would be an awesome parent at 30-minute intervals, right? But any longer than that, I'm like, no, you guys are on your own. I'm going to be in my room because I cannot handle this.
Yeah.
But 30 minutes, I will throw you around. I will put you on the swings. We can run. Okay, we can jog.
They can
walk.
Run
we can
you.
Walk. We can walk. And you guys, because it takes, you have to jog for the amount that it takes me to walk because I'm big. And so, but you get the idea. I can do a lot of stuff for half an hour. And then after that, I'm like, this is stupid. Where's your dad? Where's your mom? Why are we doing this right now? And that's when it gets weird.
Yeah.
For me. I don't know from you guys.
You guys
have kids?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
That's why we're
getting away from the kids? Okay, hold on. It was beer, then wine. Okay, I was going to say it was beer, then wine, and then it looked like they switched. You're like, whoa, we got to rotate the D. Switch up. All right. That's like, all right.
All right. Yeah,
it's just the barista. Yeah, that's what you get for not paying attention to the comedy show there, barista. All right. Sorry, got weird. Anyway, so how many kids?
Two.
Two.
How old?
13 and 13.
Oh, wait, okay. Did they same time? Did they get? Are they twins? Did you say 13 and 13?
15.
Okay, I was like, God damn. But all right, so 15 and 13. So you guys are done. You guys are older than you look. Then you have to be, right? Yeah, you guys are like 20s or whatever. Like,
Did you see how she just kind of brushed her hair to the side and she said, oh, thanks?
Thank you.
That's what we call pandering, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll pander all day. We're doing a podcast. No, I cannot guess ages at all. There was a guy we were talking about in Klamath Falls. and he was talking about how he worked construction for Union Pacific or whatever. Guy was buff, and you know, just good-looking dude. And I'm like, God, how old are you, 29 or so? And he's all, 51. Exactly. I was like, that's grandfather age. And yeah. Now you look like you. Well, yeah. Only in shape, but you get the idea. He looked like Andy.
There you go.
Yeah, and I was just, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. And then I kept getting creeped out by it. So I was like, in my head, you're 29, but you're 51. I can't escape that. There's no punchline here. It was weird to me.
See, I feel lucky because looking at my family, I will keep my hairline. Which is one thing that worried me as a kid.
Right. Oh, God, I'm going to go bald someday.
Yeah, exactly.
I got thin hair thanks to my mom, but it still grows. It's just not good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know when you look at something and you're like, huh, well, that's hair. Yep.
You've got a couple grays in the back there.
Oh, I got these. I've had these since I was 19, actually.
Yeah?
I got them from playing video games. This is real life. I play a video game. Now, hear me out. I play a video game called Natural Selection when I was a kid, and this game requires a team full of 15-year-olds to be led around by a commander, and guess who was commander all the time? And have you ever herded cats? Because that's what commanding 15-year-olds is like. I was like, hey, I need you over here. And they're like, I don't want to. I want to go die. It's like, okay, I guess, well, you can do that instead. And I'm like, well, now we're open on this side. It's bad. And so, long story short, telling 15-year-olds what to do, you probably have a rough idea of how shitty that is. And so that's kind of how my life is. For a long time, I was basically a grown-up, but I was 19, and that leads to gray hair and self-hatred, lots of self-hatred.
Yeah, see, I had a rude awakening last week. I found a gray hair down below. Man.
No, it's
nothing. I thought it was really bad until I realized it was just left over from my volunteer work at the senior center. So it was okay. It's no big deal.
I know. I know I'm getting old because I stepped on my scrotum in the shower the other day.
I actually have an on-point joke for
there
that.
We go.
Let's hear it.
Here we go.
If your hair follicles are made from animals, that's a toupee. If your dues in a clump or your name's Donald Trump, that's a toupee.
There you go. That's a good one. Very nice.
Well played, Andy. Thank you.
I do what I can.
But losing my hair has always worried me. And then the more I realized, I was like, I can't get much uglier. So what? Maybe it'll be like a good thing. Maybe like, oh, he looks more dignified now.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, or they'll just be like, that guy needs a sandwich and he's fat. That's weird. It's going to be one or the other.
That's too bad. I think you'll be okay. And we'll see. Okay, when you have gray hair and a little clump like that, it could be...
cancer, yeah. I know.
It could be cancer.
It could be a
lack of pigmentation in the skin. So, like, if you ever see people with, like, little white spots...
Sorry,
where they
what the hell did you just say? I've always wanted to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. No, if you ever see people with just like little spots on their skin that won't tan,
right?
It's because that part of their skin, which is it's similar to cancer. It's a deformity in cells. So it won't kill you or anything, but that's what causes little spots of gray hair in younger people.
This and more with Dr. Ryan's Comedy Hour.
Does anybody in the audience have any medical questions that I can answer?
I have any
rashes that you want me to look at? No?
I have science jokes.
Yeah, let's hear science jokes.
Did you know they created a camera that'll capture 4 trillion... it'll capture 4 trillion frames a second. It used to just be one, but now they... Do you understand how fast that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, finally, I'm going to be able to shoot a sex tape, huh?
Good,
thank you. Thank you, I'll be here all week. No, I won't. I'm not here, actually.
No, I saw a video of this on YouTube of they shot just a little beam of light into a soda bottle.
Capture it from beginning to end.
Yeah, you can see the beam of light move through the soda bottle and then hit the end and be bright for a second and then just gone. You can watch light move.
People don't understand how fast that is, but in...
Okay, here's how they described it, is that you've seen like the slow motion things of like a bullet going through a soda can or something like that. Here's the thing, is that at the speed that you watch this light, if you were to watch a bullet travel the same distance at the same speed, the camera speed, it would take 1 year to travel that same distance through the soda can. Yes, that is how fast it is. So
this just turned into a learning moment.
Would
you guys like to hear more about Andromeda? All right. I have another. Okay, we'll try one more science joke, and it's not going to work too. Okay, good. Here we go. Did you know they've created a 3D food printer? They have a food printer for... It'll make food. They say in 6 months they're going to be able to print off a pizza. It's not delivery, it's science.
You are spot on that
you
thing.
You need to have Andy on every show. You need to have Andy on every show.
I'm not contributing much verbally, so I may as well push buttons.
You don't understand. You're making this show so much better.
So Andy, what do you think about science? What do you think are some big breakthroughs
not science.
You appreciate?
Science!
Big breakthroughs in science.
Yeah.
Well, shoot.
Oh, my God. But,
and there's been a lot. I mean, space exploration, TV, radio, computers, internet. All that.
You like all that stuff? What's the most advanced technology that you use?
The most technology I use...
Well, is it in your computer? I like to use...
Nah, this ain't that advanced. I mean, they've had this stuff since the 80s, you know, so probably the internet.
The internet? Yeah, the internet.
But I guess technically that's been around since the 80s.
Yeah.
It just wasn't mainstream
yet. Okay, hold on. It didn't really... There weren't browsers available until 95, really.
Right. But the internet... People used it. It was, you know...
Did you know the internet itself, the backbone of the internet, has actually been around since the 1960s?
Yes. There's a YouTube video of the very first modem, which is made out of a wood box.
And you shoot smoke signals into it, then they come out other side.
Here's what you do, is you take the receiver of the phone, place it on these two little holes of speakers.
Yeah.
And then you just dial the number, and then the bot, it's so crazy.
Here's your phone, and here's the... That's all ones and zeros.
Beep, beep, beep.
Which is how you would have to send smoke signals, would have to be ones... And zeros.
Yeah, exactly.
So you'd have to be like, you guys are learning so much shit tonight.
You like this?
You guys are going to be so much smarter when you
educational.
Leave.
Educational.
Yeah, it's like...
For the kids.
Let's put as many giant nerds in one room as possible and see what happens. I really was captain of the chess team for 3 years in high school.
Yeah?
Top that. Man, I was on the virginity team until I was 29. You're welcome. that's real life. But I really was. I was captain of the chess team for... first of all, not bragging or anything, but that's... Kind of impressive, right? That'd be like the same captain of the football team 3 years in a row. Never happens, right?
Yeah.
Just saying, because I'm the man. I'm like the Michael Jordan of chess, only not even close. Because I don't know how good Michael Jordan is at chess, but...
He's probably all right.
He could probably play.
Yeah.
Anyway, not the point. It got weird again. I'm sorry. The point is this, captain of the chess team. During chess, they have to... I don't know if you know this, but you study the game basically backward forward, and then you learn openings of chess, but they teach you how to, like, checkmate people and how to win pawns and stuff like that. Okay, so anyway. Ryan just got...
Oh, man. I was having this horrible nightmare that you just kept talking about chess. Oh, man. It was... You're hitting me with empty mics.
I had to turn on the mic to make sure that it made noise when I hit him with it. That's important. Did you know in pro wrestling that they put microphones underneath the stages or underneath the ring so that when they hit and people land, it goes, it makes noise. Anyway, all right, good. Not the point. Point is, they give you chess openings, and in chess openings, the one they had me pick out of a book, this giant book, and they had me pick out the Fagatello system was the opening I picked because I was 15, and it was...
Is that gay guys playing chess?
The Fagatello system? Not exactly. It was Italian guys, so pretty close, right? So they had me pick I picked out the Fagatello system because I wasn't sure if Fagatello was a chess opening or the long lost Ninja Turtle that no one talks about. Turtle power.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you are so awesome.
I knew what was coming, so I was just
I could not be more impressed by you right now.
All
right.
That race of turtles, I'll have you know, it's okay for them to say their race, turtle power, but if I do it with mine, I'm a racist. That's weird. That's a white power joke. Anyways, he didn't...
Gotcha. Oh, turtle power, white power.
Whoa. You don't just throw that around, dude. What are you doing? This is unbelievably...
Oh, man. Well,
so we were going to talk about something before we got...
We were going nerdy. No, I need to tell you about my nerdiness. In high school, I was a pretty big nerd. Obviously, I wasn't built for sports. But, yeah, exactly. The closest thing that I had to a sport was juggling, which...
That's not a sport.
No, if it is... I consider it a sport. And if it is a sport, it's kind of the masturbation of sports. Because if you think about it, like, you're just playing with your balls... when you get tired with one hand, you start using the other, and it's more fun with all your friends in a circle.
I'll be honest. I have I've gone to the
you
point.
You said juggling. That's the first thing that came to mind.
I've gotten
it fits,
to the point.
It fits. It works. It goes. Play it.
Where air will come out, and I've never had to switch hands. So I'm just saying, I don't know what you're doing that would cause you to switch hands.
You get bored.
Don't they call that the stranger, though? Can you this?
When you sit on the hand
right.
and you make it go numb.
And then you juggle.
Yeah. Which I guess I'll have to try that now.
We're coming out with new perverted juggling techniques. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, were you headed somewhere with that?
No,
I don't know
where
you're
going.
No? Okay. You want to play this another song?
Yeah, sure.
I just got to think.
Oh, yeah, I know what I'll play. Okay, this is a song about elevator etiquette. That's it. That's all you get.
Nice.
That was so epic for that. I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we're going to make a fart joke, but it is going to be the greatest fart joke you've ever heard.
Yeah, that's for elevator music, that was very exciting.
Which, by the way, not enough people do fart jokes. People talk, oh, you're doing dick and fart jokes or whatever, but I don't hear very many fart jokes, right?
I have a fart joke.
Okay, go ahead.
So my girlfriend was one of those girls, like we dated when she was young. And one of the things... Here, I'm going to stand up for the audience here. So, what my girlfriend did is every little thing in our relationship was like the next step in our relationship. So, like, holding hands was like the next step in our relationship. Like, when I'd like squeeze her hand, just like, you know, one of those little love things, like squeeze... Like, that was the next step in a relationship. So, I finally got to the point where, like, I was lying in bed and I was just starting to fall asleep. And, like, muscles relax and I just a little squeaker pops out, right? I fart. So, yeah, exactly. And then she turns to me and says, oh, you're so comfortable with me that you can fart next to me? Yes, apparently that was the next step of the relationship. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. You know what the next step is? Dutch oven. There you go. That's...
I like to think it helps.
Yeah, it does. I think it does, yes.
People have called that the stinky submarine as well.
The stinky submarine?
Yeah, which I don't know if I like that as much. Because that sounds like there are more people there, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to have a crew of semen.
So, okay, so a Dutch oven is with one, what is it? The submarine is a... Yeah, there you go.
Stinky submarine.
It's with a group of, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so if you get a bunch of people, then that's fine. Or if there's a bunch of semen, then it's fine, too.
That's what otherwise, I was going to say, yeah.
Okay, good. Otherwise,
for some reason, it's going that direction.
Yeah, where else are you going to go with Navy jokes?
Yeah,
is
exactly.
There another spot you're going to aim for that? No.
No! There you go.
That was it. Okay.
A for effort. For effort.
Yeah.
We knew where you were going with that.
Good.
Do you know in the Navy?
And maybe.
Come a few bars.
Navy. We can watch each other pee in the Navy. No.
Now you're throwing up. You're singing in the wrong key. You're throwing me up. In the Navy, we will sail the seven seas in the Navy. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I don't know the words. I know. That's all I know.
You had it. You were going.
That's all you get.
I think you could do In the Gravy would be really funny.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, like, there's a bunch of cat hair here. Or whatever. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Or use,
I'll make a note of that.
Use gravy as a metaphor for man fluid.
Oh, okay. So now you went and made it dirty.
You went and made it weird. Why do you do that?
I'm sorry. Are we not supposed to make things weird with comedy?
It's a man fluid? Man fluid.
Well, I didn't want to use other... Wait, there's kids.
Baby batter?
Baby batter? There you go.
I was thinking it, but thank you for saying it, Will. That's...
Okay. I'm sorry. Jeez.
No, I'm just giving you a hug.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, by the way, if you do have an orgasm on the internet, do they call that ejaculate?
Ha-ha!
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Thank
you. Yep. Thank that's you. Funny.
All right. Sorry. I'm that guy right now.
Yeah. All right, so, there you go.
It's okay. I didn't get the joke until you repeated the punchline, so thank you.
So, yeah. So, I guess it's ejaculate. I'll email you later after I get lonely tonight. So Thad.
I'm lonely right
Thad,
now.
Right? Is that short for Thaddeus? Just Thad.
Yes. Hang on, because my friend Jake, his name isn't Jacob. It's just Jake. Like, people are starting to go, they're going to call you that name. You're just be that name. Just be that guy. Huh?
Who did?
Even though your name's not Thaddeus. Well, like, no, stop doing that. Well, Thaddeus is a pretty rockin' name, though, right?
Like, yeah.
It's Thaddeus, right?
It's, like, it's pretty badass.
That sounds like a conqueror. Like, if Thaddeus III took over the Ottoman Empire or whatever, right? You'd be like, oh, wow, I didn't even know about Thaddeus III. We have an audience now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What about one of the kids were like, hey, what's your name?
I'm scared of you because you're stinky.
I'm Ryan.
You're also stinky.
You're not helping.
Uh-oh.
Do we have a name?
She's not going to spill it.
Nope, nope. Okay, well.
No. What happened is her parents are those kind of modern parents where they let her pick her own name when she's old enough.
Oh, okay.
So she's just going to kind of sit here and watch the show. We can call her Leaf on the Chair. What do you think? Is that?
Yeah.
Leaf on the Chair. You're Leaf on the Chair for the rest
of
the show.
All right, Leaf.
Leaf for short.
Yeah.
Now we're friends.
I'm Ryan. This is Will.
Hi.
That's Andy over there.
It's Andy. You want to hear another song from Andy? Huh?
Do you like his music?
She looked pretty ready to go.
Yeah, play her something.
Maybe something not as creepy as normal, if that's possible.
Yeah, I know. I got to look through my list here.
It'll be just a second. In the interim, fantasy football.
I still don't understand that.
Drafted, got a B on my overall drafting card, putting me squarely in mediocrity.
So you get graded? Who grades you?
My mommy.
Okay.
No, Yahoo graded me. Yahoo. Because, you know, they're that guy. They're just going to grade you.
Explain to me the process of fantasy football in as short amount of time as possible.
Basically, you get... It's a draft, so you get, you know, certain people go through... Okay.
What? Oh, jeez.
Why aren't you in Portland? I don't like sports. I like soccer.
I hate soccer, too.
Yeah, it's... good. That's...
That,
do you like anything? Anyway. Is there anything you like? Are you just that guy? You're just oh my god! Look at Negative Nancy over here. I don't like anything.
Just don't like
it's
sports.
On you to like stuff.
Like okay, I
love Command and Conquer. Bam, right there.
Have you live. Like, what do you like?
Command and Conquer Red Alert. Great game.
Okay, there you go.
See,
I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty too, but just the zombie side.
That's all you can really play.
Yeah, I know, right? That's just boring. You're just shooting people.
Yeah, but now you're shooting zombies instead, and that's okay. You can have kids do that. Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
see. Acceptable.
Did you find one, Andy?
I did find one. Yeah, okay. It explains why she's not laughing at any of your jokes.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't get the punchline. And that's all you get.
There you go.
She probably got the punchline. She looks like she's having a good time.
Yeah. Are you having a good time? Nope. Okay.
You know what's funny? She's no different than like an angry drunk guy at a crowd anyway. So you're like, oh, we'll just eventually we're gonna wind up ignoring. However, if we get beat up by her after the show, we'll know what happened. Where's my money at, sucker?
Which for you, that kind of happens a lot.
I get beat up a lot
by little girls. Yeah,
by little girls, and that's too bad. That's none of your business, sir.
How much do you pay for that?
What I was gonna say. What happens on 82nd in Portland? All right, you guys been to Portland? Does that joke even? Relate.
Oh, hey, you there you
so
go.
82nd, that's a good. Okay, yeah. Good. Because right. It's funny because there's a street called Hooker Street, and I'm like, oh, we're already on 82nd. But it's not. It's actually on the other side of town. It's fine.
Nah.
Should I perhaps sing them the Portland theme song?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's hear
they
that.
They understand it.
Yeah, here we go.
I didn't expect anyone to get that out
too.
Here, but you're from there, so that works. All right, here we go. Oh, we've got a home in the Buff. We'll get stoned, drink a beer, and be openly gay. Where gender is blurred, we're all full of hipsters, and our pipes will stay cloudy all day. No one earns a wage. It's unclear how we live with no pain. Where nothing's absurd, keep it weird is our word. But our hygiene will keep you away.
Spot
dirty
on.
Hippies everywhere.
Spot that's, on, yeah. That's good stuff. Portland.
Did you know that Portland, keep Portland weird is a stolen slogan?
Yeah, it was stolen from they took Austin it from, or something?
Yeah, they took their slogan from Austin, Texas, which is stupid. Keep Portland weird is a terrible slogan for Austin, Texas, right? Thank you. Right on the kick. Thank you, Andy. That joke can stand on its own, though. I'll have you know. So.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to Austin, Texas. I did a comedy club in Texas that was in Belton, Texas. Do you know where that is?
Sure.
No one does. No one knows where the hell Belton, Texas is. It's effectively the Kaiser, Oregon to Salem, basically. But it's Salem is Temple, Texas.
Okay.
Do you know where that is?
Right next to Belton.
You're excused. I cannot believe it. So it's like they put a comedy club in the middle of freaking nowhere. It's like seriously, Belton, Texas is like it's seriously like 12,000 people. Really? You put a comedy club in that town? Let's start with a Shell station, and then work our way up to a comedy club. What do you think?
I tried to put a comedy club in a 15,000.
I can't tell where you mean for a punchline to be anymore.
There was no punchline there. That was just a sad story.
What town had...
this was Pendleton.
Pendleton's only 50,000 people?
15, yeah. I think they're up to like 17,000.
Well, is that including all the convicts and stuff? Is that no, that's real. There's a prison out there. I know Pendleton well. My brother lived out there for about 64 months.
With good behavior, yeah. All right.
He got out, yeah. Good for him. It's so bad and accurate. Right,
oh,
good.
Yeah, Pendleton.
So you try to... How do you open a comedy club in Pendleton? Oh, wait, they have a room. They have the Wild Horse.
Yeah, but that's a horrible room.
It is awful.
Yeah.
Room is... Seriously, okay, comedy road stories. But if you want... There's a guy named David Tribble who does, like, books a lot of the Northwest comedy shows. And he has two rooms that are notoriously awful. One is in Pendleton. Not because there's nobody there. Because this, even though there's no one here, is tolerable, right? Because who are you going to tell, right? But the thing is that in Pendleton, there's like 300 people there and no one gives a shit.
Yeah, nobody.
No one cares at all.
It's a casino sports bar with a stage,
and they're like, "Hey, we're gonna leave all the TVs on, but here's comedy." Like, oh well, I'm gonna watch Jeremy Lin or whatever, right?
This is a nice, cozy, homey place. Everybody likes to come here.
You can't get away from us right now unless you leave.
Exactly. But here's the thing: is that first of all, there's a huge stage, and then there's a solid 10, 15 feet between you and the front row.
I call that the moat.
Yeah.
There's no tables or anything. There's just space between you and the audience. Because that's a good way to make things intimate, right?
It's equivalent to the space between... Like, if you're watching comedy on TV, it is equivalent to the space between you, your TV, and wherever that camera was in space and time, and then from that camera to the person on stage. That is the live equivalent.
What Ryan's trying to say is it's far.
Yes,
it is. And that's the thing. And that room is awful, but he has an even worse room.
I want to hear this.
Idaho Falls, Idaho. I know, sounds like a winner, right? But Idaho Falls, Idaho had... This is, I'm not exaggerating, amongst comedians that tour the U.S., it is considered the worst comedy venue in the world. Yes. It is literally the worst. Because here's the deal. They do dancing afterward. Like, okay, we're all going to have a good time. And then they have comedy, and if you pay the cover charge in the beginning, you get to watch both. So people will go there to dance and sit there and get mad at you doing comedy and not care. And not just that, the stage is right close to it, so they can be mad at you from a foot away instead of this buffer zone that they at least had at the... And it's, oh, great, I walked one. Jesus.
Leaf left.
Yeah, no, get your money back. I understand.
Leaf didn't want to be in the front row anymore.
Really, Idaho?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And the thing is it's not bad. It's awful.
Why does the venue keep doing it?
Because you do live entertainment to keep your liquor license. Duh. Anyway, the worst. So if you think this is a weird show, you're right. It is a weird show. But there's comedy.
We just got more audience members. Hey, audience!
Random people. Okay, so we got...
there you go. Well, you're new to us.
My vision's bad enough. I thought you guys were just a band. I guess there's a bunch of 20-year-olds. Don't tell me you're old. You don't have to... That's showing your hand too early, actually, guys.
There you
go. Isn't a trio a band? Like a power trio, right?
Yeah.
Which one of you plays the ukulele? Be real with me.
They were a band.
Yeah, that's... I hate being right about shit like that, by the way. But that's... Because ukulele is kind of cheating, by the way, for those of you who don't know. Because you can play chords with one finger on a ukulele. And you can't do that with any other... Yeah, right? And that's... Just saying. Just throwing it out there for those of you music aficionados. If you want to cheat, play the ukulele. All right, good.
Well, what else do you hate?
And now, do you correct people and go, it's pronounced ukulele? Do you do that to people? Okay, good. Then you don't belong in Portland. Because I was like, because that was unreal. Someone's like, it's pronounced ukulele. It's like, everyone says ukulele. It's a ukulele. You want to know what else isn't pronounced right? How about a billion-dollar industry? The Boston Celtics, Celtics not a word. It's always been the Celtics, and they've always called it the Celtics, so now they're just the Celtics. That's life, kids. You're just called something else now because you came to America. You screwed that up, not us. But that's real life. You look at it anyway. So what I'm saying is, screw the Celtics. All right,
wait,
good.
Celtics and
it's the Celtics.
I didn't know it was the Celtics. I thought it was just
a little Irish guy on the front too. Like, you don't. What do you think that is?
I didn't. I never put that together.
I know. Trust me. There's a lot of Americanisms that we do where we take words and we're like, no, we're just gonna say it this way because we're lazy.
That is weird enough.
That's what she said.
Interesting.
All right, so they're all here. They're still here. You guys are. So why did you guys? Did you guys come for the comedy, or you just wanted coffee?
Hey, welcome.
You really came for the comedy. Well, and now we decided we're just shooting the podcast. We're just going to record this. So there's not even like, you missed all my Cookie Monster jokes already. Hang on. Let me see if I can just dump something quick on him. All right. No, it's too long. Yeah, that's what she said. Okay.
To who? I don't think you've ever heard that.
Not me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Andy, can you play us one more song while I think of a couple jokes?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Andy Sean's musician comedy extraordinaire.
Thank you.
All right, good.
You know what we haven't done yet? Well, they haven't seen. They've heard the music, but they haven't heard the impressions. So we'll do
music
and impressions and see what they think. So George W. Bush.
In Iraq, we were a fishing, accomplished the wrong mission. We caught Saddam Hussein. I'd have captured Osama instead of Barack Obama if I only had a. Oh, I got it. If I didn't do cocaine.
And there's more. Let me give you another one.
One more. One.
Seriously, folks, I would have never become governor, let alone president. Without the support of Southern voters, don't stop inbreeding.
Yeah. Don't stop inbreeding.
There you go.
That's some journey
thank
in there,
you.
That's
right?
Good stuff. That's good.
You guys, how often do you get journey and comedy? That never... actually,
earlier
last
did.
Time I was here, there was the Journey Church right next to the Liquid Lounge or whatever.
That's
there,
right, yeah.
And there was the Journey Church, right? And what cracked me up about that was their slogan wasn't "Don't Stop Believing." Shouldn't that be their slogan if you were the Journey Church, right?
Oh man,
that made me mad. Actually, I was like, "You guys are letting us all down." Anyway, so I think I've come up with a joke. Okay, so people that don't know me, I'm really fat. I weigh 320 pounds, and people always tell me I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fat." I'm like, no, you're not fat. You're just big bone. I'm like, I am big bone, by the way. I am actually a big bone human being, but I'm also a very fat human being. I mean, 320 pounds of bones, that's not a person. That's a stegosaurus, right? All right. That's all I wanted was a stegosaurus. That's all I wanted. You wait till the joke's over, sir. Jesus, he went right through the punchline. He didn't even care. That's what they... In comedy, that's a false start. Like, five yards.
What is the... What's the elephant that... Boom, boo, doo, boo, doo, boom, boo,
doo,
boo,
yeah.
There you go. That's
more
your
like,
theme
yeah.
song.
Yep.
No, way down there. Yeah. Good. All right. That just sounds... By the way,
sounds
does
like
anyone else here think
gas.
That metal music was caused by someone who just took, like, a magnanimous world-class poop? And then it was just like, and that sound that you hear when you're squeezing that thing out, that, and then the, that was what spawned metal music, right? Is that?
I would assume so, yeah.
This isn't a joke. This is real. I'm asking, because again, we're all in this together now. There's no punchlines in comedy.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome, by the way. So you guys were back there talking. I saw you.
What's happening? What's going on? What's the lowdown? What's the skinny?
What's the skinny? There's no skinny.
Wine? Talking about wine.
Oh, you guys are wining and dining right now? Jeez. All right, good for you. No, that's a comedy show, wine. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it totally goes together.
We're going to a nightclub after this. Yeah, the 7 nightclub.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why that number came in. Oh, here's a joke. Maybe you'll get this if you've seen movies. Why was 6 afraid of 7? Because... because six knew what was in the box. That's, thank you. Thank you. If you've seen Seven, that's a great joke. If you haven't, you're not. Yeah, sorry. What's in the box? What's in the box? All right. It was just a severed head. It's fine. He was okay. It was just his only person he loves. It's fine.
I think it was a little spacey on that one.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Thank you.
Matt, yeah, that joke was in the pit.
Ah, thank you. I was going to say it's the pits right there, but you beat me to it. All right, good. I don't know who else was in that movie. Okay, so here's a joke about chess club. I was on the football team and the chess team at the same time. Anybody? No one does that? Yeah, right. Well, football team, I've noticed the locker rooms are very similar. The football locker room is the breeding ground for the future Al Bundys of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the chess club is the breeding ground for the future Ted Bundys of the world, right? And that's... All right. Nothing?
Rim
Where
shot?
Was my rim
nope.
shot, Andy?
Okay.
Jesus! You know, I worked so hard for one rim shot, and I don't even get it.
Taking a water break.
God. All right.
Comedy's hard work.
Here we go. All right, we'll rim shot on this. And then I said, I love cats.
Sorry, it's not on. I'm trying to save the battery. I got two more shows to play. I don't know how much life is left in this thing.
Jeez. Okay.
What does that run off of?
I got D batteries.
Are they D's? Regular D's or double D's?
They are regular D's, and thank you. Yes, that was an alley-oop, but I knew it was.
Thank you for that. I laid that up, though. That was not. I could have thrown that home, and I'm just like, no, we'll put it off the glass.
Yeah, okay.
Just give it a little kiss. What were we going to say? Is there more to this?
I don't know. I think we're going to bring it to a close here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hang on. Here's what I was thinking we could do. Let's do, since you guys are here for comedy, right? How about we all do three, like, five-minute sets so that you can see real stand-up comedy, right?
There you go.
And then we'll get the hell out of here because we got another show to do. Is that cool with you guys?
All right.
All right, so here we go.
Well,
right,
let's wrap up the podcast real quick. So everybody listen. I want to say everybody out there in podcast land, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a podcast. It's called Comedy Northwest. We have comedians that come through here. Sometimes we do live shows like this. Sometimes we just sit in our hotel room and just talk,
make sandwiches.
Yeah. Last time Will was here, we made sandwiches. It was more of a food cast than anything. Nice. But yeah, so check out Comedy Northwest podcast. So now we're going to hit some of our stand up. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Well, okay. So I was going to say, okay, so you can cut that off.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah. With Will and with
so
Andy.
So you start it, Andy, in the middle, and then I'll close it out.
We
do 5 minutes apiece. All right. Let's do this.